Hello and welcome. We are back. This is 90 Minute Life. I am Josh, joined by my brother Paul.
I am Paul.
Yeah, it's Sunday, October 16th, and this is episode 60. We're back. Sure. We're not dead. And we're doing a new episode.
Yeah. At this point, I don't even know what to say anymore. It's not been a good year.
No.
For podcasting, between people getting sick and family things, just personal lives. And then it's just like, and we've gone to all the cavalry games. That's been like our...
The one escape.
Yeah, that's been like, what do you call it? The light at the end of the tunnel, or not even like, it's our silver lining, I guess.
Yeah.
And then I just been ranting about things.
Yeah.
Silently to myself. And now I can rant on this podcast. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Oh, and...
It's been interesting for sure.
And I'm not like sick, but I'll try not and cough too much. I just got like a sinus thing. So if I sound weird, I'm sorry. And
yeah, I guess at the end of what just out of all the things that have happened, we both ended up like I came down with COVID recently. I'm through it now. And so I'm still getting over the last vestiges of my own sickness. And you got some. So we're trying to get through, but we appreciate everyone who especially in person, people have come up when's your new podcast. So we appreciate all of our listeners, and we
shout out to I apologize, I forget your name, but if you're lost, I can return you to 108.
Yeah. Which is an awesome, it's an awesome kit. But
so shout out
to you.
You and everyone that comes with you to the games and stuff, and for asking about what a new podcast is. Now you have something to listen to, so
yeah,
we'll make it worth your, hopefully we can make it worth your while.
Yeah, hopefully the wait is worth it. I guess we don't know when this is episode 60, not too sure when episode 61 is coming, but we will have a 61. I guess we'll just go with, we're not sure what our schedule is, but we haven't stopped doing this podcast, as today is a witness to that. So
and
90 Minute Life is still a real podcast, and we will be continuing.
And I'm going to be, and I hope this doesn't offend anyone, but in the essence of kind of like this, let's just get right into it. I vote that we skip our minute of.
Sure.
People are being stupid, and we can just
acknowledge that
we haven't done one in a while, but we just acknowledge that people are shitty, things are shitty, people do
don't
shitty things.
Don't
be shitty of whatever you are and whatever you you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
All of those
I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah, all of those things, like,
yeah,
fucking be a good neighbor there.
Yeah, and I believe that if you're listening to this podcast, you're a good neighbor, so.
Yeah, so we're gonna skip our, we're just gonna like acknowledge that people do dumb shit, and then don't continue doing dumb shit.
Yeah,
you know. Yeah,
awesome. But yeah, let's jump in. It's the 16th. If you're a fan of the Canadian Premier League, which I assume you are because you're listening
to
us talk about it.
Get out. I'm kidding.
Yeah. but the regular season is done and playoffs have started. And why don't we just spend a little bit of time of... Paul, what did you think of the season of Cavalry FC?
In the essence of not pissing certain people off... I'm going to leave a couple things out until, because we are going to do like a whole end of the year kind of wrap up. I'll save some of those things. Like overall, like it was a decent season.
I concur.
It wasn't like, sure, it had moments of being good, but it was a decent season. I feel we've fallen off the mark from where we were in 2019.
Okay.
And that's the unfortunate thing that they had is like they were so awesome in 2019 that for now I'm just going to compare everything to that year.
Yeah. Well,
whereas
it's what
like,
we have.
And yeah. I'll grow with the team and, you know, I acknowledge that this is sports and just sports.
Of course.
Sports happens. But yeah,
yeah.
I was a little let down by the season.
Okay. That's fair.
I feel. Again, there was that, you know, the dial goes to 11. And so far, I haven't seen it. I've seen glimpses, like
yeah,
moments here and there, but.
For sure. I think I echo kind of what you're, I echo what you just said. Like, I'm happy with the way the season has gone. It's been, so I guess for people listening, just in case of a refresher, we are talking about Cavalry FC, and I think the season overall was mostly good. With some glimpses of greatness have been in there with some lower moments. But
I think what's happening is, and I'm sure Tommy will disagree with me. I still think that with the team they have right now, I don't think they have an identity yet. I think there's things that they want to do. There's a style of play that they want to do. And I just, something is not clicking somewhere.
So I agree and disagree with you. So I'll give you the disagree part first. I think the club has an identity, but I think that's the identity that Cavalry FC has is, how they play together, how they play as a unit, the culture behind the team, their aspirations and their mission and their drive. I think that's their identity. I think now the part of the identity that you said that you feel they don't have an identity. I agree with you.
I guess maybe our
they're
actual
on,
is like they're
on
like a
pitch.
set play style. I mean, like not identity is like club mission and all that. I mean, like. Their
you mean
identity
on pitch, identity.
Like I feel that Tommy wants them to play this way, and they haven't been able to fully do that. At least I think so.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
If they have been, then holy frig, then maybe we're in a little bit of trouble. I think.
Yeah.
If they're being like, oh, if the players like we do exactly everything Tommy says, what? No, you don't.
So, yeah,
yes, I hope not.
Yeah, I agree a little bit with that. I think Cavalry FC, I think they've struggled. I think their on-pitch presence is, I'd say they have an identity on that, and they do kind of know what they want to do. But I think perhaps what they want to do, I think it maybe needs to be tweaked just a bit. I think it needs to evolve a little more yet. I think it needs to, if it's a cake, I don't know if that cake is done yet. I think when you're baking a cake and you're sticking it in your toothpick to test your doneness, or that's how I check my cakes.
Like, I guess
toothpick is coming out with a little bit of cake batter on it.
To defend them a little bit, this year has, well, I guess like any year, but I'm kind of like, I'm going to go away from last season and then the Island games. I'm not going to include that. I'm going to go regular or 2019 inaugural season and now, because this is our, as far as I'm concerned, this is season two. Because we had it started with the bubble, but we still got like.
I get you.
Wait,
yeah.
No, it didn't. Wait, did it start with the bubble?
This year, no. This was the first season, normal season.
Last year was the bubble. Sorry.
Last year was.
So, my bad. Oops. See what happens when you're coming. Yeah.
A little rusty.
Yeah. No,
that's okay.
My bad. Oh, shit.
But I know what you
say
mean.
Now. Oh, yeah. We've got like an actual full season. And,
yeah.
You know, I think this year has tested our depth. Key players that, you know, Tommy brought certain, like Fraser Aaron for existence. He's just like, he was to come in and be awesome. And fuck, he was awesome.
He was awesome.
See,
for like,
that's the second fuck. Or that's the third one. So now we're rated R.
We're rated R now. That's okay. Yeah.
Sorry.
He came. He was to come in, and he actually was great. He started off those couple games that he started, but then he got injured, and I can't remember at this point what the injury is, but
we lost Farrago to retirement, Novak, but injury, yeah. Then retirement, Novak.
Novak is still injured, and I think he's coming back to training.
Like Bevin just came back. So I mean, like, there was some, like, I think there was, like, and then of course we sold a couple players, Pebble going over, and then Latoury going
to the Scottish.
So I think just
to give Cavalry credit, we tested our depth this year for sure.
I think that's kind of.
And look where it got us. It got us to, it wasn't our, in Tommy's perfect team A that he wanted at the beginning of the season.
Excuse me.
That's okay. In a perfect world, he had a, maybe in his head of a couple months before the season, he had a particular team that he wanted. And then here we are at the end of the season and a bunch of those players are out with injuries, yeah, and are only now just starting to come back. So kudos to Tommy and the club to, the depth is what kind of kept us in. And look, we're in the playoffs.
Well, they did technically mission accomplished, because all season long, Tommy is saying, well, there's a two-parter to this because I find it really funny now. So all season long, Tommy's been like, we're playing top four. We're playing for top four. We're playing for the playoffs. You don't win anything at the end of the season. Who gives a shit? We're playing... As long as we're in the playoffs, that's where we want to be. We don't need to win the season. Well, God damn it. Now there's a thing that happens if you win the season.
Yeah, so I guess little bit of news. A couple weeks ago, new commissioner Mark Noonan announced that, and it's retroactive to 2019, that the Canadian Premier League will acknowledge with a trophy and some money of regular season, first place, like end the season, first place. You get your name on a trophy. The trophy will be unveiled next season in 2023. And you get a little bit of money. There's a cash prize. And I was like, so they're acknowledging a regular season champion.
So now next season.
So now you have, now there's a reason to want to place first.
Exactly. So it's like all year long, Tommy's been like, playing for top four. We're playing for top four. As long as we're in the playoffs. He did that. We got to the playoffs.
Yeah. Mission accomplished.
But now there's a thing that happens, and it's just
now we have a reason to play for.
Who knows what could have happened if that was announced in the beginning of the year?
Well, that is true, and that can get us,
like, it's all speculation now. But it's just funny that
that's a good thing though to have for next season, because I think that can maybe. Like, I think Cavalry plays a good game, and on their day, they can compete with anybody in the league, which is why the season had some high points. It's just, it needs to evolve just a little bit, because the back half of the season has been, you know, like, since August, maybe end of July.
We got bullied around a lot this year.
Yeah.
Case in point, congratulations to Ottawa.
They're the regular season champs.
Regular season champs, yeah. And they,
yeah,
that's a team, well... You know their identity as a playing style because of who they're owned by. They're owned by Atletico Madrid. They play Atletico Madrid football, and it worked.
Yeah, for this season.
I'm not a fan of it. It took
the league by storm. Yeah, it's transition football. So, and I didn't even know. As a newer soccer fan, I didn't even know that was a thing until we started talking about it, and Atletico Ottawa starts. Taken over the league by storm because they're the first major team to really kind of adopt transition play as like a whole of their being. Like, I think a lot of different teams, including Cavalry, like, you know, a little bit of transition play here and there, but man, Atletico Ottawa they took that transition model and just ran with it. And
here they are,
top of the table.
I'm going to channel my inner Jose Mourinho. So if anybody has watched All or Nothing, the sport series on Amazon. There is the one All or Nothing. It was with Tottenham. It was when Jose Mourinho was brought in. It was just before COVID. He was brought in as the new manager for Tottenham. And there's one, I believe it was a halftime talk. Mourinho comes into the locker room and he goes, "All right, you guys got to be a bunch of cunts. If you want to win this game, You're going to have to be cunts.
Yeah.
And I think on a lot of the, and I think the league has has took that to heart, because it's happened several games this year at Spruce Meadows, away from Spruce Meadows. We've been bullied on the ball.
Yeah.
You know, teams are getting in our face, being a bunch of cunts, and they win. You know, and I feel sometimes when I just feel sometimes that Cavalry are just like, nope, we're going to do the one thing. We're going to do it all game long.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah, you've been yelling all season about go up the middle. So that's been we're going to make that a t-shirt almost.
You know what? Go up the middle. 100.
Go up the middle.
Go up the middle.
Go up the middle.
They've scored so many times by going up the anyway, I'm just going to.
Yeah. That's okay. This is good. We can transition this into to the playoffs. Cavalry drew against Forge 1-1, which is honestly, I'll take a draw over a loss. But
yeah, I mean,
look at Pacific and Athletico Ottawa. Their series,
and that game, 100%, we were bullied. I in my mind, unless people watched a different game, I watched a Cavalry team get bullied.
Well, especially in the second half. I'll say the first half was better than the second half of Cavalry versus Forge.
We were definitely bullied. You know, Forge came in being like, we're going to play Forge. We're going to play Forge football. And they did.
Yeah. Yeah. Like we were up 1-0 by the end of the first half. And then, to be fair to Forge, I watched, the replays of that goal by Pasius. It was a hell of a goal, you know, like it was a beauty. So it's not like it was a fluky one or anything. It was just really nice. But credit to Cavalry, they managed to just keep them to that. And then even almost themselves almost had a, they had a few nice chances to break that tie. They just couldn't get it by Tristan Henry there. So shout out to Cavalry. They kept it to a draw, at least. Draws are better than a loss.
Yeah.
When it comes to playoffs. I feel like,
you know, if you always look at things you could do differently, and the scoreline would have been different.
Of course.
But, Saturday's game, to me, was like just like an echo of a lot of the season of just like, they just can't get the ball in the net.
Well, that's the thing.
The goals seem to have dried up a little bit as of late.
Yeah, like that's the thing. To go back earlier, we were talking about Cavalry put together a hell of a team, like, and they showed their depth this year. Like to repeat that, like with all the guys out on injury, which some are just starting to come back now, right at the end, like Meyer Bevan. But they still managed to put together a competitive team, and that's where I think the team really does have an identity, because I'm not going to call this team like the plan B team, but it was the team made out of depth of, okay, well, who's left? We need to fill some spots. And they put together it was an up and down season, but they made the playoffs and they were contenders. But the one thing that's still kind of, they still haven't necessarily solved a two season problem that they've had, which is goals. I still feel like they need to, that's still a thing the last couple seasons, and including this one, just goals. And the only reason I bring that up is because Forge, pretty evenly matched against Cavalry, the goal differential between Forge and Cavalry, if they're tied, like Forge have a plus 22. And they didn't even win any golden boots. went to Pacific. But so congratulations to, I believe, is it Diaz, Alejandro Diaz on Pacific? But I'll have to bring it up. But so they obviously, the Cavalry FC, like they scored enough goals to have a fairly, I think it was a successful season, but coming out of it, there's definitely there are some positives that you can strengthen and then some things that you can work on. And I think goals is, you know, needs a little bit more work yet. I think if they can solve that for next season, I mean, we said it at the beginning of this season, but it's the one missing piece. I still feel like it's a missing piece yet, where if they can, because on their day, and then if their goal problem can be solved just a little bit more than what it was for this season, dude, they could be like the Cavalry of old from 2019 almost, where they just like fly through the whole thing, the top dogs entire season, you know?
Yeah, Alejandro Diaz, he's Golden Boot winner.
Yeah. Congratulations.
You know what? I don't want to like, just as a, I'm not trying to poke fun at the league, but I'm looking at what, like, he won the Golden Boot with 13 goals. And I just,
yeah.
Different league, different style of players, but then, you know, I'm just going to go to like the Erling Haaland of Man City. He's at like, he's at 20 goals in 15 games or something like that.
That's wild. I guess, to be fair though, we're, like, Canadian Premier League.
Yeah, it's completely,
we're not, it's a different league than England.
Yeah, but I just,
but I know what you're saying. That, yeah, you know, it is just fun to look at the stats, but, you know, goals will come. And I believe Cavalry, like, if some of the guys who came in for this season that were unfortunately injured, like, I want those guys specifically to re-sign. I know we're kind of jumping topics all over the place. That's what happens when we don't do a podcast in the final. But like Tom Field and, you know, like me and you, I know we're big Anthony Novak fans, like, want him to re-sign, hopefully.
Yeah.
And, even on pitch guys too. Like, there's a bunch of on pitch guys that I want to re-sign, and I'll just mention one for now. But Ben Fisk, he's like one of my favorite players, just because he's just a workhorse. Like, there's a lot of guys on the club that are like workhorse players, but like, dude, there's something about Ben Fisk that I just really like. He's like the roll up the sleeves and get it done guy. You know, I like him a lot. So I guess that's a random sidebar of I like Ben Fisk.
Oh, that's fine.
But I'm looking forward to the next leg of the semis here.
Well,
because I believe that with a draw, Cavalry now have the thing of like going into the next game of, if we lose, we go home. If we win, we go to the finals. So I just, whether it works or it doesn't, I just want them to just storm that pitch and just go, just at this point, just do everything and anything. Just like take the kitchen sink with you and throw that at the net too. You know,
yeah.
Like, just, you might as well at this point, because it's like, what do you have to lose? Well, you have the game to lose, which sends you home at the end of the semifinals. Sending Forge to their fourth consecutive final. Like, they've made the final every year, haven't they?
No.
Like, yeah, they did, because they played the Island Games. They played Halifax.
No, Forge did.
That's what I said.
I thought you said Cavalry made the finals every year.
No, I said if Cavalry wins, they can finally take the finals spot from Forge for the first time in four years. Forge have made every final. That was my point I was getting to. Like, Forge has made every final. Like, 2019, they played Cavalry for the final. 2020, they played Halifax for the final. Last year, they played Pacific for the final. That's, you know, the hell of a record. And they've won two of them. So this is Cavalry's chance to dethrone Forge.
Well, at this point, like,
take that spot, like, just, and that's why I said, like, just throw everything at Forge.
I don't want to see another game of going up the left hand side, crossing it in. Like, it didn't work last game. Like,
yeah,
it didn't work at all. Sure, Escalante is great at going up the left, but I mean, you're not going to beat Forge like that. The only way you're going to beat Forge like that is if you're really fucking fast. Then you can catch them on the left. And then, because if you can catch them before they get themselves deep, then you can, like, make a really good cross or a really good pass and then somebody like Joe Mason, who's always making the run, can like you can pick them out because you caught Forge with their pants down. But to do that is really hard, and you got to be really fast. They just they take too long to get back. Sometimes, most of the time, sometimes they're like really good and they're like they're really really on it. But
yeah,
a lot of times this year, in my mind anyway, they're just not fast enough to get back.
Yeah.
That's why I want them to. That's why I want them to storm the middle.
Yeah, yeah. It'd be like the Mighty Ducks in that movie where they just set up flying V and go up
D2. Yeah, D2 with Mighty Ducks. Yeah, flying V. Because in especially Forge at home.
And I guess to let people know, like we're not dunking on Escalante or the team or anything, but just
no.
But just it has been a lot of like go up the sides, and it just. If it doesn't, when it works, it works. I will say, like, the one thing that Cavalry, like, this is where it can work if you can do it enough times in a 45-minute period that eventually you'll get it in. But, you know, maybe try it out for 15, 20 minutes. If it doesn't work, maybe quickly change and go up the center for a little bit. Like, at this point, you might as well try something different, you know.
And... you know, credit to Tristan Henry. He's a good keeper. Like,
oh, yeah.
Everybody knows what, that's what I think. Like, if we know they go up the left, Forge knows to go up the left, the league knows to go up the left. Like,
well, that's come the on. Thing.
Like, now it's time to, like, well, maybe do other stuff. Cause now what do you have to lose?
Well, yeah. At this point, there's nothing left to lose except your last chance at getting this final spot. And that's like this is like, it. This is all the marbles, like you know. And I'll admit, they seem to be in good spirits about everything, which is great. I'm glad that they're in a good spirit about it because it means that they're still retaining a little bit of fun. But yeah, to go up if it's not working of going up the sides, where I think maybe this is where around the latter half of the season. The league kind of caught up to what Cavalry was doing, and then slowly defended against it, and that's why the back half of the season has been a little more up and down than the beginning of it.
Well, I want to see a team on Sunday because it's this Sunday, the 23rd. That it's leg two. It's in Hamilton.
Yeah.
I swear to God, if I see one Cavalry player smiling, I'm going to get mad. I want them to walk in there, fucking frowned faces, pissed off, being like, just get in there, all business. Like,
oh yeah, like they're definitely like,
don't even handshake the guys. Be like, no, they can go in for a handshake and then bring it back and then slick your hair back and be like, oh, like get in there.
That'd be pretty funny if that happened. I'm not gonna lie.
Get in their face, call them a bunch of cunts in the players' tunnel. I'll be like, "Fuck you!" And you know, get into a fight. Like,
no. I mean,
well, like, what's going to like? Whoopie do what? You get suspended from the finals? I mean, that sucks. So,
well, we don't want any cards. We don't want any.
But if the whole team gets into a fight, what are they going to do? Suspend the whole team?
I mean, that'd be pretty.
So,
wild.
I mean, Cavalry. Hint, hint. Everyone start. Everyone start. Just start drop kicking people.
No, I mean it's not a wrestling match.
Let's get some chairs. What do the Dudley boys say? Grab the tables or
get the tables.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be pretty
awesome. Want to see some power bombs. Someone give somebody a suplex. DiChiara, that's your job. Even if you're a sub, you know what? Even if you're not named on the starting 11 or the sub bench, just walk in, have like an Ultimate Warrior song come on. In Tim Horton's field, and just run up to someone and give him a suplex.
I'd laugh my ass off. That'd be hilarious if DKR starts running out in the field with the Ultimate Warrior song coming on, pounding his fist in the air, and he runs up to Kyle Becker and suplexes him. I mean, dude, I'd fucking laugh my ass off. Oh my god, somebody has to make like a cartoon of that or something of Joe DKR just running in and just suplexing people.
Don't even hold the kids' hands when you walk out onto the pitch. No holding hands. Just be all like.
It's their it's the last semifinals of this year. Like it's not. It's only a two leg game. So this is the second leg coming up. I'm good if they start going up the sides and they get some goals that way. Hey, get goals where you can.
But, in the end, I will say, like, just go out there and score goals. But like, I guess my point of all that funny stuff was just like, I just want to see a cavalry team go in there all business.
Yeah. Well, I think they will be. Like, they know as much as we know what's on the line. And I was mentioning it to you that Christian Jack from One Soccer, he had the perfect analogy of always the bridesmaids, never the bride. That's Cavalry FC right now, where they've been in the semifinals most of the time out of the last, this is their third appearance in four seasons. It's pretty incredible. Like, that's a good playoff record. But that, unfortunately, there's only been one finals appearance, and that was in 2019. So it's just, they've always been right there, like right there. They miss it by like an inch. It's like, ah, man. So it's just like, at this point, I would take a finals appearance as a win of a season. Like, obviously, I want them to take that championship too, take that shield and take that North Star shield and bring it to Calgary. But fuck, a finals appearance where it's not Forge in there, oh, and it's Cavalry. But I would take that as a personal win in my book. I'd be like I would feel satisfied. There's not all my satisfaction. There would some be reserved for an ultimate victory, but you know what I mean? Just if they make, and I believe they can too. Like on Cavalry's day, they can go toe to toe with Forge and beat them. They've done it. Like at this, it's you know, they some of the best games that have been in this. Like in Cavalry FCs, if you watch every game from 2019 to 20 all the way through 2022, some of the best games they've played have been against Forge. So it's ultimately, but if I would just, I want to, if I look at their, if I watch the whole game and I can be satisfied with the performance, win or lose, I want a good performance. That's what I want. That's step one, good performance. Step two would be a win, obviously, but a step one would be awesome. If it's like, fuck, man, they played their ass off, and even if they lose, but if I can say that they lost, but they played their ass off,
yeah,
that I can swallow that. I can be like, you know what? I can swallow that. I can take that. You know, because I mean, we're here for the long game, anyways. Like, but I just want a good performance next weekend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just go in there and be like, I mean, it's their turn to bully a team.
Yeah.
And, you know, get yourself to the finals.
Yeah. Absolutely. Get yourself to that one step closer to that North Star Shield.
Well, and there's another leg that we haven't even mentioned yet. Like, we got Pacific and Ottawa. Ottawa took the first leg in Pacific 2-0.
Yeah.
So Pacific has...
we're going to have a rough go in Ottawa for leg two.
Yep. And actually, I might watch... I'm going to watch the Atletico Pacific game. It's again on Sunday the 23rd.
Yeah.
It's before the Cavalry game, so.
Oh yeah, we'll watch both. Hell yeah!
That'd so we'll see. I mean, oh boy, if we have, if Cavalry get through and Ottawa get through, oh boy, that's going to be a tough final. We haven't.
I don't think Cavalry have beaten Ottawa all season. I think they've had a draw, but otherwise, it's been Ottawa to take 3 points out of Cavalry.
Yep.
So, yeah, that'll be, if it's Pacific, if somehow they beat Ottawa, and then I think if they beat them, though, it goes to penalty kicks, because at that point, there'll be a win, a game apiece. But either way, if Pacific ends up in the final, and if Cavalry does, Cavalry hosts, so.
Well, I
Pacific
think...
Are, Pacific are the only team out of the three that can't host because they're in fourth.
I believe. Oh, wait. I don't know if. I need to find out actually if away goals count, because if away goals count, then Ottawa's up 2-0. And as long as if Pacific win, like if they score three, then that's it. They win.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess.
Okay. I think there is aggregate goals. I think. I don't know. The word aggregate shows up on Google if you just look at CanPL and you just bring up the match list. It says aggregate. Like the word is there. So I was like, oh, man, aggregate. I know we were talking about it with a bunch of people on Saturday at Echo Field there.
Yeah.
Yesterday. And I think the consensus was is that there is aggregate, but yeah, I don't know. It's a little complicated this year with is there, isn't there aggregate, but let's say that there is, and then if we're wrong, well, then we're wrong. If we're wrong, we're wrong. But
yeah,
I'm pretty sure there's aggregate goals. I think. Anyways, with Calgary drawing, though, they just have to win.
Yeah, they just have to win.
They just have to win.
Yeah, it could be 1-0.
It can be. If I it's 1-0,
I don't want to see a 1-0 win, but I mean, that'll work.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it. Mind you, they could blow the doors off and score like three. That'd be awesome.
How good, like 12.
I mean, I don't even know if that could happen. Tristan Henry would have to have diarrhea and not be in the field for that to happen. But
if the runs are there and if the passes are being made and if everyone is like, if Ali Boussi is playing, possible. If there's one game where he hits every single, like if he hits every shot on target, I mean, something's got to go in.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm excited for both of those games.
I'm excited and nervous.
Well, yeah.
Especially for the Cavalry game. Ooh.
Well, yeah. Like they're this close, and I can't see, but I'm, you know, they're, you know, like making a short distance there. Like they're like they're right there. They're like right there.
Yeah.
So they close. Just
have
yeah.
to. But yeah. We'll see. But I think, I don't know, is that episode 60 in the bag, or?
I think so. It might be a little bit of a short one this time. But we have one coming up. We are doing a 61 because we want to do like a season wrap-up, and we're going to try to get a guest on to talk about it with different people around and have a nice combo episode and talk about some World Cup in that one too. So that one might be, if that comes to fruition next episode, that one's going to be like a good couple hours probably. So that'll be a fun,
yeah,
that'll be a fun episode. This is like a kind of a check-in and also to make sure to let people know that we're still around and we still make episodes. They're just hopefully by the end of when we get into like the end of the season and we get through our next episode, that we can come back to like somewhat of a schedule. It'd be nice to have something recorded and up every couple weeks. And then,
yeah.
Then hopefully there's some off season. Hopefully there's some cool off season news that we can, I mean, there always is, but I mean like, hopefully there's some expansion talk, like of the ones that are on the books. Like
yeah, I haven't heard anything. And then, you know, who knows what'll happen in Edmonton. Like, that's a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, FC Edmonton, there'll be some news out of there in the offseason. Hopefully it's good news. Yeah, I guess we could talk a little bit about the only offseason news is that Halifax Wanderers will have a different coach.
Yep.
They let go... yep. Oh, why can't I remember his name?
Stephen Hart.
Stephen Hart, that's it. blanking on his name for a moment. Yeah, so that leaves Tommy Wheeldon Jr. and Bobby Smyrniotis as the only two coaches left that have that were part of that original batch in 2019. That's wild.
That's it. That's it.
So, yeah. And then I guess there'll be some news about whatever that new trophy looks like. So that'll be fun. But World Cup is coming up too. Like, the season ends and then it rolls into World Cup. So we'll do some, definitely some episodes around that too. Because that that's the next thing I'm excited for. After the
semifinals, oh man, I could.
That's gonna be fun.
That's a whole another thing to go on oh, about.
Yeah. Well, for the moment, it's Canadian Premier League and wrapping that up, but then that rolls right into World Cup.
Yeah.
So ultimately, there's a lot of fun stuff for footy.
There's
fans.
No, the footy continues because as soon as the CPL ends, we got World Cup, but then, you know, English Premier League is going on right now, but then there's a pause for the World Cup. Then when the World Cup is done, that, you know, English Premier League resumes. By the time English Premier League is done, Canadian Premier League should be just about starting up again.
Yeah.
So
there's some stuff to look forward to. And then we'll, like I said, we're definitely going to try to get back into a schedule so that we can talk about all this stuff.
Yeah, well, we even plan to do, like, in the off season when the news is kind of, you know, dried up a little bit. there was a whole thing that we planned on doing.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. That thing plus other things. I guess, spoiler alert for one of them, still trying to figure out how to make a website. So, if anybody listening knows how to make one, hit me up. It's hard. It's really hard, especially for me. But that is something that I've been trying to work on. I want to get that. Because then that can lead into other stuff that I want to try to do too. Anyways, that's me just thinking aloud. Yeah, I guess short and sweet. I think that's in an episode 60.
Yeah.
Or 59 and a half. But yeah, I think that's that. Anybody listening, because this will be up hopefully in the next day or two, but find us at I guess the next game's an away game. I don't know what's our next public thing. I guess it would be if there's any type of end of the year wrap up with Cavalry FC type of a meetup thing, we'd be at that. Yeah, I think, yeah, that's it, eh?
Yep.
Because I don't know if we're going to, I don't know what the next public stuff would be.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, yeah. We'll make sure that we'll try to add that stuff on our Facebook page. Because then if we're out and about in the real world, people want to come up and say hi and tell us that you think our podcast sucks. But whether you think it sucks or you like it, both of those comments are welcome as long as you come up and say hi.
Yeah. Hey guys, how's it going? Fuck you, your podcast sucks.
Yeah. I'll be like, all right. Yeah. Okay. But
I mean, we're ultimate, what's the ultimate soccer thingy? What's it called? Ultimate soccer show or whatever?
Yeah. I mean, there's a few good, there's like that one, and there's a couple other good soccer podcasts too, but for Canadian Premier League, there's only a few. English Premier League, there's like 1,000.
What? Well, we don't even, also, shit, man. We
that's
don't
also have... what happens when you have 100 years of history.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going into
like people make a living off of that league existing. Yeah. Aside from like players and staff and stuff like that. I mean, like like YouTube channels, all the social medias and podcasts and stuff. Yeah, people make a living off that.
Well, who knows? Maybe one day we can get there with the Canadian Premier League.
Hey, Cavalry FC, you know, if you want like an official podcast, I mean, we're available. Just saying.
Yeah.
Or maybe somebody in Sportsnet or TSN. Yeah. Awesome. I'll be the new cabbie on the street. Now, nice. Hopefully somebody knows what I mean by that. Hopefully somebody's listening being like, oh, man, I remember that on the Score Network.
That's funny. We just dated ourselves with that. Well, we've done that numerous times. There's all kinds of stuff that we show our age. Like on the radio when I hear the Foo Fighters and it's like classic rock, Foo Fighters. Like, ah! Oh, that hurts my heart. Oh, no. Oh, I think I'm old. Anyways, I think that's episode 60.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hopefully you guys enjoyed our rants and comments and stuff.
Yeah.
If not, fine. No, I'm just kidding.
But we'll be back with we are still here and we plan to still make episodes. But thank you for listening and thank you for also like thank you for everyone still being here. You know, we greatly appreciate it and you know, we'll see.
Thank you for your patience.
Yeah, thank you. That's been episode 60.
Yep.
Find us on all the podcasty things that you listen to podcasts on. Paul, do you remember them all?
I do, but you know what? This is a test for our listeners. We say it every time. You guys should remember where we are. I'm just kidding, kind of. All right, so we're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Google Podcasts. We're on Breaker, Pocket Casts, Spotify.
Radio Public,
yes.
Did you say Pocket Cast? Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I said Pocket Cast. That's it.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah.
And I guess technically on Anchor too. They have a library, so you can use that as
and
a podcast.
Anchor as well. And if you want to be like, those guys really suck at making a podcast, we can do a better one. You can do it on Anchor.
Yeah, we use Anchor. Yeah.
Sweet.
Cool thing about Anchors, anybody can do it, including me and Paul. or Paul and I. Grammars. But that's been episode 60. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in episode 61.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Bye. We'll see you guys.